Rich, if you could, just start us off with a quick statement, and we'll go right to questions.
Yeah, we, I thought defensively we were really good tonight. We held them, I think, for the game to 27. In the first half, I thought we did a really good job of defending. We gave up some late buckets, in the second half or whatnot. But, overall, from that side of the ball, I thought we did an excellent job. I thought we did a really good job offensively, too, except the turnovers. Out of those 20 turnovers, I think 20 were enforced. And so you can't, big picture, it's going to be hard to win games if we keep playing at a deficit in terms of the turnovers. You can't, saying playing down to the level of your opponent is really disrespectful to the opponent because you can get beat on any given night in college, as you see. But you got to hold yourself to a standard. And that was the thing that I talked to the guys about from jump. It's not about Alabama A&M. It's about what are we trying to do to improve. And that's not improving, having 20 turnovers. Again, we dribbled the ball off our foot a couple times. We threw passes to guys that just weren't there. And so as we move forward, our schedule's kind of backwards. Everybody played in tournaments and, MTEs early on, but we got it on the back end. I think it's really good, though, because I definitely didn't know my team or didn't know enough about them. But I think going into the next week in finals, we'll practice, we'll figure some things out. But we got a critical four-game stretch here coming up before Christmas.
Questions for Coach Rob? Start with you.
The team really did a good job on the boards, and once they started to get on the boards, that's when your offense really started to flow, and guys getting out, weren't being lazy. They were really running and getting out on the break, and that really helped you get going, it looked like.
Yeah, it did. We started off a little slow. We were a little lethargic, I thought, early on. Truth is that I practiced them hard. I don't really care. I'm not so much concerned about that. I don't think we're not at a point in this program to where you can take days off like that. You got to keep on pushing. You got to keep on grinding. I think at times a couple guys be looking for me to take my foot off the gas, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to bleed all the BS out of each guy to get this to where we need it to be. And if that means practicing, hard before a game, I'm all right with that. Because at the end of the day, I want to create great habits. And so, we did do a great job defensively. We were able to start to get out and run, and we got easy buckets. You can see us, coming as the last 10 minutes of the first half dictated, and then the second half we just picked up right where we left off. So I am proud of them from that standpoint because, again, and holding yourself to a standard is not easy to play games like this. Alabama, A&M, they're going to beat some teams. You don't want to be the team that loses to them.
Seems like your guys are still kind of finding their roles. Obviously, Nate's really young, and there's some mistakes there, leaving the feet and that kind of thing, trying to pass. Just kind of how do you judge, when you look at him or by, what they're doing? Is they're playing their first college games ever, still in a get inconsistency probably?
To be honest with you, I kind of look the other way. I'm not even really concerned about it because I'm riding with them and don't matter. So, my thing is this, I didn't come here and I ain't throw them out there because somebody else was not doing their job. I put them out there because, they earned it. So, I don't care if they're freshmen, sophomores, junior, it doesn't matter. I think with those two guys, they'll keep continuing to get better. What happens is that we forget sometimes this is a process because this is a what have you done for me lately type of world we live in 2023. But if you look big picture, you say, okay, let's look at what they've really done. Bai started four games. He started against Cincinnati, Mississippi State, Duke, Georgia, and now Alabama A&M, and Nate, the same thing. For some freshmen, we just came out of there 3-2. I can live with that. you know, so they're going to be fine, you know, and they got to critique themselves. And the thing I do love about both of them is that they're their own worst critics, and that's why they'll continue to get better. But, nah, man, I'm riding with them.
I imagine you're looking for guys that are going to make the most out of the minutes you give them, and Ty was one of those guys this afternoon, 10 points, 9 rebounds in 16 minutes, which is, you know, pretty good.
Yep. No, Ty played well. I'm happy for him. You know, Ty is at times a guy, I think he wears everything on his face, but I think tonight he found a rhythm. You know, early on, I didn't think he was as good as he was late. But once he figured it out, you know, this is a really good game for him, and I think that it's something he can build on. You know, and with Ty, I think, you know, there's always an adjustment. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's jumped up a level, you know, and I think that he has to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work. I can't tell him that. I can tell him what I see from where I'm standing on the sideline, but no different than when I play. My coach can only tell me so much. I had to make the adjustment on the court for myself. So I think he's still figuring those things out. But, you know, I thought this afternoon, I thought he did a really good job. You know, he finished. He rebounded well. And to me, that's when he's rebounding the way he did tonight, active out-of-area rebounds, I think that's when he's the most effective.
Questions for Coach?
Coach, coming into this game, what did you expect to see from Alabama A&M?
They play hard. I knew they were going to push the ball, you know, back at us on made and misses. And, you know, I think that, again, it's just a scary team because, you know, you can catch them on a day where they all can get rolling. And so they play hard, you know. Coach Hughley does a good job. And I think that, you know, their record isn't as indicative of who they are as a team, and no different than, you know, me trying to figure out my team, me trying to figure out his team. You know, they have I always say this, when you look at HBCUs, they have such an unfair advantage because this time of year, all they doing is flying around and they got to play bye games. And so what he's trying to do is he's trying to figure out exactly what his team is, so when he gets in the conference, you know, that's when the season really starts for him. And you know, I think that they'll be right there at the end of the day. But they're a dangerous team. They play hard. They play fast. And when they get it going, you know, it'll be interesting to see what that looks like once they get the conference play.
Thank you.
Chad.
What will this week look for you guys? No games before heading to New York City?
Well, I think it'll be practice. It'll be trying to get better on both sides of the ball. But, you know, we can't neglect what the name of our school is. We got finals this week, and, you know, guys got to jump in that classroom and, you know, do the best of their ability, you know, finish out the semester strong. And, you know, we'll get out of here on Friday and, you know, go to New York and get ready for Penn State, which they'll pose a challenge for us. They play a little different than, you know, maybe Penn State has played in the past, and Coach Rose does a good job. And, you know, he comes out of that Shaka Smart family, and so, you know, it'll be, you know, multiple changing defenses, you know, so you got to be ready for everything when you play against Penn State.
Rod, I'm gonna wrap this up.
Another of the young players, Tavar, you know, he started out the season as a starter, then he got hurt, and he looked like he was a little more comfortable out there, and, you know, with what he was doing and more confident. What did you see from him?
I agree with you. I just tried to tell him the last couple of days, I work him back in as well. Just go play hard, number one, impact the game on the defensive end, run the floor, and offensive rebound. You know, sometimes you got to start going and doing the 50-50 things, you know, because what happens is, again, what have you done for me? You look at the scoring column, and that's not indicative of a player at times, and unbeknownst to a lot of these kids, what they really don't understand is all you gotta do is go look at NBA box scores. They only really let 2 to 3 guys shoot, and everybody else gotta play a role. And so in order to play your role, you gotta defend, you gotta be good on the ball, you gotta be good off the ball, you gotta go defensive rebound, you gotta learn how to set screens, you gotta learn how to make a spot up jump shot. When you are given the opportunity to make a play with the ball, you got to be able to make that play. Nobody's waiting for you. And so I want Tafar to get lost into doing the little things, and then he can graduate to the other stuff. And I think that, you know, you all seen him do that this evening.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, gentlemen.